Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
If you can't read it, it says, "Now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation." Okay? Just... "In the time of my favour, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation." Now, there's some scriptures in Ezra which talk about the temple being rebuilt. And when the temple was rebuilt, or at least the foundations of the temple, it said a lot of the priests and the Levites and the older people all wept, and a lot of the others, which I presume means the younger ones, all shouted for joy. And it said there was such a great sound, it could be heard everywhere, and they couldn't distinguish between the cries and of weeping and the shouts of joy. Now, we have three or four generations together this morning, and maybe for the slightly older people, been living with vision, living with promises. Maybe you've seen and been in certain moves of God at different times, or you've been longing for a day, you've been believing for a day, you've been living for a day where God is going to fulfill everything that He said, everything you've been buzzing with, everything you've lived your life for, and you just sense that now is that time. And in one sense, there's a joy, but at the same time, because of the depth of what God has done, and because you know what it really means and what you've been through, there's a sense of a cry in your heart because you sense the significance of what God is doing. Maybe for some of you that are younger, you are kind of, maybe a lot of you kind of children, some of the young people, you've been raised in this church, and this is the only kind of Christianity that you've known. Maybe you've not kind of had to battle through certain things like your parents might have or previous generations. But yet you know you're part of something where God is doing something, and you just want to shout for joy and say, "I don't want to hear about the past. I just want to see what God's going to do today and tomorrow." And maybe for the younger ones, can I leave that there? This is my wife's clock, so I better not... I'll hold it. Hi, mate. She's watching on the stream this morning because she hasn't been well this week. Are you doing okay? I love you. Okay. Maybe for some of you younger ones, you maybe have heard some things from your parents, and you've heard some things as being part of the church, but in your heart, you're saying, "Yeah, that's great, but I want to see it now. I want to see it for my generation. I want to see it for the time I'm alive in. I don't just want to hear about previous moves of God or what God's done in the past. I want to see all of that and more in my day and in my time." And there's a shout of joy coming from you guys because, you know, this is the time of God's favour, and today is the day of salvation, and it's time for your generation as much as my generation and the ones that have gone before me for God to culminate everything all together in this time now. Because that's what God's been saying. God is culminating everything that has happened in the past, bringing everything that He's saying about now, and He's releasing something new that's going to take us into the future. In Ephesians 5 verse 15 and 16, it says, "Be careful then how you live," or "be wise how you live, because make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Now, time is a funny thing, isn't it? You can never live a moment again. You can never live yesterday because it has gone. Right? Time is ticking away all of the time. Time is ticking away all of the time. How you live today will set up what happens tomorrow. You might be 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 years old here, and your mentality, "I've got the rest of my life ahead of me." And you might be 50, 60, 70, even older, and you've lived your life, and in some way You know you've got less years than maybe others have got, and so you realise the importance and the significance of every day and the decisions you make, because you know, well, I've got less time than I did 10 years ago or 50 years ago, and so therefore maybe you live more focused because you're older, thinking, I want to make every moment count. Maybe at a younger age you think, well, I've got the whole of my life ahead of me, so, you know, I can do this, that and the other and all of that. But yet the Bible says in Ephesians 5 verse 15 and 16, it says what? Be very careful then how you live. The days we live in are evil. And so God is saying, make the most of every opportunity. The way you live today sets up tomorrow. So at 6, 7, 8 years old, how you live today at 10, 12, 14, how you live today will set up the momentum of how you live tomorrow, which then sets up the momentum of what follows. Every choice you make in the right direction of God creates a momentum that you carry into the next step of your life, which could be today, tomorrow, the next day. And as you make choices in the right direction with God, you create a momentum that then begins to affect other people around you. For me, I'm 40, and I don't know if I'm halfway through my life yet, but the older you get, time flies. I was in my office the other day, I looked at a picture on the wall, and it was when I used to do motocross, and this picture of me doing a jump, and I was 16 when I did that, and I suddenly thought, man, that's 25 years ago. 25 years has just gone like that. Time is a weird thing, isn't it? How many of you, you don't want to just live for tomorrow, you want to live for what God wants to do today? Because today will set up tomorrow. There's probably 4 generations of people in this room today. And every person in this room is significant to God's purposes. There's a wealth of wisdom and experience. And in many other ways, with the older people, that they bring in a stability, a depth in the walk with God, in the kind of presence of God in the life of the church. But yet there's also like an energy, a vibrancy, in one sense, that can come through the younger guys, because they're looking at the rest of their lives and say, hey, you know, we can be the lungs of the church and some energy in the whole life of the thing. But yet at the same time, we know that when you're walking with God, you have a youthful spirit. So you could be 15 or 95 and just be just as youthful and just have a dynamic spirit, no matter what age you are. And so God works us together, knits us together like a body of people, 4 generations to impact the whole mass of society out there. There's something that God is just sparking at this time. He's putting his hand afresh on some of these younger guys and the younger people, and anointing them in a fresh way for what he's going to do in their generation. As an older generations, we need to be praying for these younger guys in the schools, in the colleges, in the universities. The way of thinking in these younger generations now, they just take for granted certain things that would shock us maybe a few years ago, or we would have difficulties with or whatever, but yet there's a way of thinking out there in the world that is just normal now. And there needs to be a revolution that goes on, a transformation that takes place. And our young people and children are going to be right at the heart of that, because the thinkers, the leaders, the politicians and all of that of tomorrow are being educated today. We want to see a move of God in schools and colleges and universities in our own town and region across the nation, because what happens today sets up what's going to happen tomorrow. How we invest in our own lives, how we invest in the younger people and the children, is going to be key to the shape of our nation in 10, 20 years' time. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time of God's favor. God is opening doors that no man can shut. God is releasing his spirit in a way that we have not seen before, not just in a church setting, but through the body of Christ reaching out into society in different ways. the anointing of the Holy Spirit is upon every person in this room that is open and available for what God wants to do, to work through them, to transform whatever people around them they're in, whether school or work or wherever it may be. And there's an acceleration this morning, and God wants us to really understand as a church the generational anointing, the generational life, the generational call that there is upon our lives, from whether you're a little tiny tot through to 120, whether you're black or white or whatever color, whatever nationality, creed, whatever background of society you may be from, God has made us one in Christ. And God is releasing something in this year, in 2008, at the beginning of this year. We've had three very different Sundays, but real significant Sundays of God releasing stuff, setting things in place for this year. I believe we need to make space in our homes for God encounters as families. We need to make space for God encounters, not just in the meeting place when we come together here, but in our family life, to help to cultivate the presence of God around our children and around the younger people. We need to give space for God to come and fill in our everyday situations. We take what we have here and we take that into our homes. Let the presence of God soak our homes, soak our marriages, if you're married, and if you've got kids, the whole family. But soak our lives, so that we take that out into every dimension of society that we cover. If we went round the room, we've got people in the room here working in such a diverse amount of situations, in schools and colleges and in business and in all, you name it, there's people in here doing stuff, running their own businesses, doing all kinds of things, touching loads of spheres, people involved in government things in London. We've got people in all kinds of scenarios, because God has called us to influence every aspect of society. We don't just want to be one-dimensional as a church. God has called us to be multifaceted, multidimensional, multigenerational, because of the call of God upon our life. Coming under an apostolic anointing, an apostolic grace to take the life of the kingdom out. And what is the apostolic anointing? What is part of that? To break through every resistance, every opposition, to see the kingdom of God come and establish, to break through in our schools, colleges, universities, workplaces, businesses, wherever we go, because of the anointing upon your life. You can be 7 or 8 or 9 years old. It doesn't matter. God is no respecter. That same anointing, the same presence of God, the same Holy Spirit is upon you, however old you are this morning. Amen. To accomplish the same things, because we're one in Christ, we're one body. Amen. And we want to guard everything that God has placed in our lives this year, not just take it for granted, and we want to cultivate what God has put into our lives. Guard it with your life. But we want to cultivate that. Cultivate it. Watch. Be careful what you watch. Be careful what you speak about. Be careful what you digest. Your eyes are the gateway to your soul. Let's guard the presence of God. Let's guard the anointing. Let's guard the call of God upon our life as a church. However old you are, some of the young people, guard what you watch, what you speak about, what you do. There's loads of pressures out there from the world to be cool, to be this, that, and the other. But there's an eternal perspective that God has on your life that is so much more than the immediacy of today. Cultivate the presence of God in your life, because the favour of God is on us, and today is the day of salvation. We're not just living for tomorrow. We are, but what we do today will affect what happens tomorrow. Amen. Now, what I'd like us to do, I don't know how easy this is to do, but I if we can all stand up, and there's probably a whole mix of people around where you are, but I just want us to quickly get into groups of about 6 or 8, something like that. But if you can, have some different generations in that group. So, children, hook up with your parents quickly, but just get in groups of 6 or 8. We're not going to all pray kind of loads of prayers together. We're just going to lay hands on one another. Make sure there's some different generations in your group. Megsy. Now, I just want to read something. Just come here. This is a cracking verse. It's the same as what we've read out, but it's just from Isaiah 49. In the time of my favour, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances. Awesome word, eh? To say to the captives, come out. And to those in darkness, be free. Now, Jesus fulfilled these scriptures. What happened when he was walking around on earth? People that were captive to the enemy, he delivered them, didn't he? And those people that need healing, set free, walk, be free, or he laid hands on them. But he came, and in one sense, Jesus fulfilled what was being written there, because he went round in the power of the Holy Spirit, because God was with him. And God has given us, in talks about in 2 Corinthians 5, the ministry of reconciliation. What is that? That's to take the gospel of the kingdom to the four corners of the earth, if there are corners. But to every place, whether it's immediately next door, to where you live, or to the far side of the world. And he says, I give you the ministry of reconciliation in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And then in chapter 6, it then goes in to talk about this thing that we've just heard. Now is the time of God's favour. Now is the day of salvation. And he commands us to go to the people and to say to captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. You are a physical representation of the kingdom of God on earth. That's amazing. You're an ambassador for the kingdom of God on earth. That means you are a physical manifestation, a physical demonstration of God's kingdom life on two legs. He has placed his Holy Spirit in you so that you are the one that can speak whatever needs to come from the kingdom onto the earth. And then you can demonstrate with actions by seeing people set free or healed or whatever, the power of God being released, because you're an ambassador. We are here on God's behalf. You are here on the behalf of Jesus to do his work on earth now, because he's with the Father. And he said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to do the same things as I've done, but greater things still. It's pretty awesome, isn't it? Why? Because the favour of God is on you, because it's time, and today is the day of salvation. Just get in your groups for a minute. I just want you to link arms, okay? You're right. You okay?
You said you want
me. I know. All right, we'll go down. Go be your granddad's group then. Do you want to go with Alex, guys? Go with Alex, guys. Go with Alex. Go with Alex. Go with Alex. Go with him. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Just stand behind there. Father, I thank you right now for four generations in this church. Father, I thank you that a healthy church is one that crosses four generations, has multinational nationalities, mixture of colours and backgrounds and all kinds of different facets of society. Father, I thank you for a healthy, vibrant church here. Father, I thank you for every person, however old, however young, and everybody in the middle. Father, I thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit right now. Father, I thank you. You're releasing your spirit in these days to accomplish your purposes. that now is the time of your favor and now is the time of your salvation. And you say that we're to go to say to those in captivity, come out, and those who need to be set free to be free. Father, I thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit on every age group to live a set apart life in each generation. Father, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit on the children, on the young people, to stand in their generation with a backbone, with a conviction deep on the inside of them that says, I'm going to live my life for a cause that is so much more worthy than the world says this is how you should live. I'm choosing this morning to live my life for the King of Kings, for the Lord of Lords. The young people and children, wherever you are this morning, just talk to the Lord. Give him some space to do something right now. Sometimes when you just open up your heart and say, okay, Jesus, I choose to walk in your way. When you open up the door like that in a fresh way, the Holy Spirit will move in and begin to do something fresh. Just open up your heart in a fresh way this morning and just invite the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come with the Lordship of Jesus Christ afresh in my life. I want to walk set apart for Jesus. Holy Spirit, you're going to have to help me. You've got to empower me to live in the way you want me to be effective in my generation. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now that you give me the strength and the power to live above the peer pressure, to live apart, above having to be cool, having to be certain things to fit in. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you enable me, you're empowering me now to live beyond what my generation says is acceptable and is the status quo. And I choose this morning to rise above the status quo in my generation. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, as I make that decision right now, you come with that empowering, with that enabling, you come with that fresh touch right now from heaven, and you spark deep within me a fresh desire to know you, to walk with you, to please you. I thank you for the fear of God afresh right now on every child and every young person. I thank you for that fresh captivation in every person's heart across those age groups, naught right up to the mid-20s. That set-apart heart, that set-apart life, that set-apart attitude, that set-apart body, that set-apart spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just raise your hands in the air now in your groups where you are. Father, I thank you for every past move of God that any of us have been in, any past moves of the Spirit, any past revivals, however they could be described. Father, we thank you for everything that has been. We thank you for the richness, the wealth, the inheritance, the momentum that that has given us. And Father, we thank you for all of those things. But Father, we thank you that you are laying a foundation now, beginning to build something new, Father, for this generation of time and how we move forward. And Father, I thank you for the weeping, but also for the shouts of joy, because collectively as a body, the heart that we have to know you, to serve you, to see you move, Father, that sound that comes from our spirits that either cries out or shouts out for your purposes, Father. But in amongst that, I thank you for the oneness there is in Christ, the unity of spirit that there is that crosses all four generations, and the release that there is at this time, Father, for your purposes. Father, I thank you for just a manifestation of your kingdom life in this 25-mile radius this year, way beyond anything we've seen so far. Father, I thank you that wherever anybody lives in the church here, whatever town, in this 25-mile radius. Father, I thank you just for a release of your kingdom life in a fresh way. Father, I thank you this year for the beginnings of congregations in one or two places in particular, just beginning to grow. And over the next two or three years, other congregations. I thank you for the development of leadership and leaders, Father, to run and be carriers of your purposes across this region. Father, I thank you continue to establish greater relationships right across this nation. Federation of churches and leaders right across this nation, Father, to see your purposes outworked. Father, I thank you. You've got us all in something so much bigger than just our own lives.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a real prophetic anointing here this morning. Just reach your hands high in the air, whatever age you are. Doesn't matter how old you are. The most important thing is that you're just part of it at this time. You might not understand everything. That's okay. It's just that you're here. You're part of it. You might be linked in through the web this morning. Just wherever you are, whatever nation, just put your hands in the air and receive what God is doing. You're part of what God is doing here in your town or your nation. Just receive right now. Don't live any longer under the lies of the enemy. Don't live under the pressure of the enemy. Don't live under his little whispers that make you feel down sometimes and all of that. Don't listen to those lies anymore. You are more than that. You are so much more than listening to the lies of the enemy, because you've got Christ in you, the overcomer, the victory. You're so much more than being put off by the world. You're so much more. And just the world saying, live like this, fit into the status quo. You are so much more than that, because you're a child of God. Because you're a son of God. You've got so much more in you than that. Don't come under the spirit of the world. Don't even put yourself under it in any way. You are so much more than that. Live over it. Make choices and live beyond it. Because you've been called to so much more than just mundane going round and round and round to nowhere living. Don't value what the world values and says that is the real meaning of life. We have the meaning of life. Houses and cars and possessions, they are not the meaning of life. They will never fulfill. You can have more, but then you'll always want more. You are so much more than that. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are our satisfaction, and you're the only one that really, truly satisfies this morning. Father, I just pray for every one of us, fresh captivation in our hearts and lives at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand. Come on.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.